Tennessee. This is the Campfire Cafe on the Equestrian Legacy Radio Network.
That's Tulsa straight ahead. There's a detour sign on a road that winds out on the broad highway. But the place for me is the sign I see. T-U-L-S-A, straight ahead. There's a railroad crossing and a bus a-rocking just to carry me away. But I'll pass the time till I see that sign. T-U-L-S-A, straight ahead. I'm gonna settle down when I reach that city fair. I'm homeward bound, and I know I'll soon be there. Where the tall corn grows and the black all flows in old O-K-L-A. In the middle of it all, I hear that call. T-U-L-S-A, straight ahead. Settle down when I reach that city fair. I'm homeward bound and I know I'll soon be there. Well, there's no use talking, cause I'll get there walking if there's no other way. Cause I read that sign on the old state line. T-U-L-S-A, straight ahead. Tulsa.
Coming to you live from Nashville, Tennessee, I'm your host, Gary Holt, and joining me is my co-host in Albuquerque, New Mexico, Bobby Bell. Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning, Gary. Can you hear me? I'm having some technical challenges.
Well, I can hear you. I'm glad you made it. I'm glad you made it. Technical things are sometimes just beyond our control, so good to have you this morning.
Well, good morning.
So I suppose you have your coffee and you're ready to roll.
I think I'm going to need to refill that cup pretty soon. Luckily, my husband is not too far from me or the kitchen, so.
All right. Hey, I wanted to mention that we love promoting our independent artists, whether they're Western or country or bluegrass. And if you'd like to be on the show, just visit our website at equestrianlegacy.net and contact us on our contact page. And we'd love to be able to feature your music. We usually book a couple of months ahead of time, so be patient with us. But just a shout out to our artists out there. So that's always a great thing. Enjoy listening to some of this great music. And we have some great music today. Who's going to be joining us?
We're excited. We have, for the first time, Laura Lee Northcott is joining us. She's on the line and headed our way.
All right. So we're going to be listening to her great CD, On the Loose, and Headed Your Way. And we're going to play a great song from that CD to start things off. And when we come back, we'll be talking with Laura Lee Northcott on Equestrian Legacy Radio's Campfire Cafe, heard around the world, streaming live, online, and on demand at equestrianlegacy.net.
I'm a roving cowboy, far away from home, far from the prairie. doggies wander and the wind blows free. My heart lies yonder on the lone prairie. Oh, carry me back to the lone prairie where the coyotes howl and the wind blows free. And when I die, you can bury me beneath the western sky on the lone prairie. Back my saddle, give me back my gun, give me back my bronco that I used to run. Let me spread my blanket by a peaceful stream, hear the cowboys singing in the campfire gleam. Oh, carry me back to the lone prairie where the coyotes howl and the wind blows free. And when I die, you can bury me beneath the western sky on the lone prairie. And when I die, you can bury me beneath the western sky on the lone prairie.
Welcome back to Campfire Cafe on the Equestrian Legacy Radio Network. If you are just joining us, that was Carry Me Back by today's guest, Laura Lee Northcott, an award-winning musician and fiber artist. She plays guitar and sings, offering both original and classic Western songs. A professional musician with a BA in music, she is a writer, educator, songwriter, and longtime performer of Western music with 9 recordings to her credit. Laura Lee offers a refreshing and engaging glimpse into the Western lifestyle with beautiful music, authentic stories, and thoughtful poetry. Drawing from her experiences as a professional guide and wilderness cook in Washington State for over 20 years, her poems and music present a fresh spirit and authentic voice. And she artfully transports the listener into a time and place of fun and adventure. Today we're featuring her newest CD, On the Loose and Headed Your Way. Please welcome to Campfire Cafe the multi-talented Laura Lee Northcott. Welcome, Laura Lee.
Thank you so much, Bobby Jean, and thank you, Gary. I'm delighted to be part of the fun.
Well, we're happy to have you back with us. Yeah, and I say happy to have you back with us because you actually have been on the show before, and that was with the Horse Crazy Cowgirls, and probably a couple of years ago. One of the funnest shows that I think we've ever done, because you girls were great, and we followed you up with a Horse Slut, so it was just absolutely a fun one.
It was a cowgirl extravaganza. It was really fun. I wanted to mention to you, if I could, to go back to that song, Carry Me Back, on this album, which is really close to my heart. that is one of the traditional songs on the album, mostly their original. But I just wanted to mention to your listeners that what's so cool about Western music, I think, is often that it's part of the American experience or part of a history. And that particular piece, Carl Sandburg said in his 1927 book called The American Songbag, that was a Celtic gem, because the actual melody of that song is hundreds of years old, first appearing as a sea shanty in the 1850s, has been rewritten hundreds of times, and finally it became Bury Me Not on the Rolling Sea, then it came into Cowboy Life and became Bury Me Not on the Lone Prairie, and then was rewritten by Carson Robeson in the 1930s and became Carry Me Back to the Lone Prairie, because he said any cowboy worth his salt wants to be buried on the prairie. But the melody remains the same, and I think that that is something that's worth mentioning, how these melodies, like great recipes or great stories, follow a culture. And so it's a very contemporary song for being a couple hundred years old, I think.
It is. It is. It's just amazing to me how so much of the Western music has Celtic roots behind it.
Yes.
Well, and I think more and more we're hearing Western performers describe Western music as the folk music of the West. And that's, I think, partly because it has roots in so many different groups from around the world, that as they came here and they made that journey from wherever originally was home, know, they brought their music and their cooking and their needlecraft, and you know, they brought everything with them. And really, I think calling it, beginning to talk about it as folk music, is really an easy way to think about it.
It really is, Bobby Jean. And I wanted to have on this new album, which is mostly original, as I mentioned, I wanted to have a nod to that, because that connection that we have with our past and our history it's fun. I mean, it makes it swing, as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely. Well, tell us real briefly where you are from and how you got started into music.
Well, I tell you, I live in Washington State, and I live up on the Canadian border, right in the Cascade Mountains on the eastern side. The place I live has been often called the American Alps, and it is that beautiful. So I came there as a young school teacher out of college, my first job in these mountains, and was teaching music, and I married a local boy. And poverty has forced me to stay. So I've been up. It was a little slow, but we finally got it. Good. Okay, good. So I stayed up there, and I'm still married. Have a very grateful and wonderful life there. And then in the summer times, I taught school. So in the summer times, I wanted some adventure, and my husband and we'd done a lot of horsing, and you know, going up in the mountains on horses. And finally said, okay, I want to start guiding in the wilderness and cooking. So that's what I started doing. So I spent really almost all my adult life on horseback in the summertime in the Pusaten Wilderness, which is 500,000 acres bordering Washington State and Canada. And there's also another adjacent wilderness area called the Lake Chelan Sawtooth Wilderness Area. And so that's what these songs come from, is from all the things that are a part and parcel of the experience of being in the mountains. This is what it's like, you guys. I live 47 miles from the nearest stoplight.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Wow. Wow.
You know, I mean, and I love it there, but I got to tell you, and this is interesting, my husband, both sides of his family, homesteaded in the valley. But his uncles, his great uncles, were from Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Oh, wow.
And they rode horses from Murfreesboro. They rode horses across the United States in the 1890s. and came up in this valley way up in Washington State and started trapping. And they trapped the Methow River, that's the name of our river. They trapped the river. They got enough money to send money home to Murfreesboro to get their sister, Nora Clark, who is married to Jewel Northcott, that's my last name, Jewel Northcott, and it took them almost 3 years and two babies on the trail before they got to Washington.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. That's quite a story. Murfreesboro is only Murfreesboro is only about 30 miles away from me, so yeah, mm-hmm. I
brought it up because I thought
people
are going to like that. They're going to be interested.
Yeah.
But that's where our family comes from.
Wow. Well, I can understand.
That's very normal. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very normal here in the Northwest. We have a lot of people from the South up where we live. I mean, that's very common. All of Darrington or all people from like South Carolina. And there's these enclaves of Southerners who migrated after the Civil War and came up to the West and built their lives. And so there's that all kinds of connections across our country that keep us close. It's just cool.
That is cool. Well, I've said before that there would be no Texas without Tennessee. And so maybe we contributed a little bit to Washington State as well. So that's way cool.
I think you did.
Well, listen, I want to get to. Go ahead.
You go ahead.
No,
yeah,
I was going to go to
guy.
Some music. I was going to go to some music, but finish your story right before we do.
Well, I was just going to say that all the time that I was a guide in the wilderness, I was also a cook. And when early in my career, I got to go to Savannah and never been to the South before. And I found out what real cooking, real food was. So that's the other contribution you made.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, now we're known for our hot chicken back here. So that's pretty good. When did you start your music?
When did I start playing?
Teacher. Mm-hmm.
Well, I started playing when I was 8 years old. My dad was a honky-tonk piano player. My mother played drums. I was a singer. I sang in front of the band when I was 8, and my big hits were Pennies from Heaven and A Good Man is Hard to Find. And I got big laughs for that song, and I didn't know why. You know, I didn't get it, but I loved the laughs. And so I've been a ham bone right along. I mean, that's just not changed. I've been a ham bone forever.
Oh, that's so cool. Good man is hard to find from an 8-year-old.
A good man is hard to find.
Yeah. Well, here's a great song, beautiful song, from the CD, On the Loose, and it's one called Lives of Our Own. Do you want to tell us anything about this song?
Well, that Lives of Our Own, gosh, that's one you chose. That is probably one of the most pensive, beautiful songs about my heartfelt feeling about how in life you have these gorgeous times and then they move away from you and there's nothing you can do about that. Life changes and it is what it is, and you have to accept change, which is just maddening. But it's also a treasure that we have to treasure our lives in and the times in them and accept the changes that life gives us. It's the last track on the album and almost like a hug to the people for having traveled the trail of the album. And it's a very, very meaningful song to me. So I'm glad you chose it. I hope people enjoy it.
Well, I love it. It's a beautiful song. Let's take a listen to Lives of Our Own by Loralee Northcutt, and we'll come back and talk more with her on the Campfire Cafe.
Stopping at the top of the hill to check my horse, make sure everything's okay. And as I look at his lines, I think of all the times he's brought me home safe. And I have such a feeling in my heart that if I lost him, it might tear me apart. But I know that's not mine to control, for he has a life of his own. Got to fly over the wilderness today. First time I've seen it from above. I saw the trails I've rode, thought of all the stories told, some new, some well loved. And I have. When I can't ride here, it might tear me apart. But I know that's not mine to control. Life will move me along, and I must go. And the hours just melt away. And every melody feels like a symphony. And we can keep it up all day. And I have such a feeling in my heart. If I lost this, it would tear me apart. But I know that's not mine to control, for we all have lives of our own. Stopping at the top of the hill to check my horse, make sure everything's okay.
Welcome back to Campfire Cafe. That was a beautiful song from our guest Loralee Northcott's newest CD. That was Lives of Their Own. Loralee, one of the things I love about receiving CDs is I'm still an old-fashioned girl. I like the actual package and the disc, and I love to look at the photography, and I love that there are liner notes in the CD. And when I removed the disc, you know, from the case, I saw that some friends of ours were very involved with this CD. I see Carolyn Martin on rhythm guitar and Dave Martin on bass. Tell us a little bit about working with the Martins.
Oh, I'd love to tell you about that. Everybody, I can't even begin to tell you how cool those people are. I had been playing with Horse Crazy all over the country and had met them and fell in love with them playing shows all over. Mm-hmm. So when I decided it was time to do a solo album, I called up Dave to see if he wanted to help me, and he did. So I was pretty nervous and scared because I hadn't done a solo album in a long time. And he and Carolyn hosted me to stay with them at their house.
Aww.
I flew to Indianapolis, which I'd never done before. I picked up a car. I drove to their home in Fort Wayne, Indiana. I had a thing on my GPS. This is their address. I knock on a residential door. It's 9 o'clock at night, and it's raining, and I knock on the door, and Dave Martin opens the door, and he goes, "Loralee, I've been waiting for you. Come on in here." Carolyn comes out of the kitchen and goes, "Oh, Loralee, I'm so glad you're here. I just made a lemon drop. Do you want one?"
And that's cooking they, with Carolyn, huh?
Yeah, and they assembled this group of people. Mike Sweeney came up from Nashville to play. He plays pedal steel. He's an award-winning pedal steel player. What I wanted on the album was dobro, which is what he plays also. They brought up Billy Contreras, and Billy is a fellow who plays violin, fiddle. He's fabulous, but he also plays mandolin, and that's what I wanted. Billy plays for Crystal Gayle. He toured 4 years with the Oak Ridge Brothers. I mean, amazing.
Wow.
Don Carr is a house musician at Sweetwater Studios, which is where we recorded. Unbelievably proficient. David Martin is literally the most talented engineer I've ever seen in my limited experience, and I think way better than anybody. Carolyn had listened to my album, just my little demo, for like 5 times. She said, I want to play rhythm on this. I said, Carolyn, I just would love it. You know, I'm not sure that I can afford it, but whatever you want, you know. She said, oh, no, you may not pay me. I love this. I'm doing this for you. That was the kind of generosity that happened. The microphone I sang into, Bobby, was a $10,000 microphone.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it made my voice so much better than it is. No, I have a great voice. No, I mean, it really was amazing what they did, and I was a little nervous. And by the first day, we did a 14-hour day the first day, I was in hog heaven. I said to these guys and lady, you know, I cannot tell you how I feel, how appreciative. If I feel, you get the jokes. My music is, a lot of it's funny. Your folks haven't heard the funny ones yet, but there's a lot of humor. And they picked that up. There's humor in the instruments back at me. I said, I can't tell you what you've done for me. Thank you. And they said to a person, and it almost made me cry, this music is easy to play well. It's well-constructed music. We can do this. This is in our wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm.
So I was one grateful human being when that whole thing happened.
What,
so
an experience.
Definitely a work of art.
They are wonderful people. Yeah, and they moved to Indiana not really all that long ago. That's a fairly recent move for them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they I just adore them.
Nashville.
And very
Nashville miss them.
Grateful.
Yeah.
Nashville. There's your Tennessee connection, because they had been in Nashville for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
But just really cool folks. Well, let's get to another song. This one I just thought was so much fun, and it's one called Old Shoe. Tell us about that.
I love this song. This song is about my husband. This is about me. This is all me.
All right, let's take a listen to Old Shoe and come back and talk more with Laura Lee and Bobby Jean when we return on the Campfire Cafe.
I feel like a cozy old shoe. That is all I'm ever gonna be. Worn out just right, never too tight. That is good enough for me. Yeah, I feel like a cozy old shoe. Plain and honest, don't you see? Just like a shoe, it's best when you have two. Would you like to be an old shoe with me? A pal in a clinch and never pinch. with the soul of poetry. Yeah, you are like a cozy shoe too, plain, honest, and true. So if you'd like a pair that treats you on the square, I'd like to be an old shoe with you. Don't you see? Just like a shoe. Well, it's best when you have two. Would you like to be an old shoe with me? Just like a shoe. It's best when you have two. Would you like to be an old shoe with me?
Kind of makes everyone want to be an old shoe with you, Lorelei.
There's not really
it
enough,
is.
But that's all right.
that is a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Oh,
there's
good.
So much
I'm glad
diversity.
You enjoyed it.
Yeah, there's so much diversity on this CD. You've got the tender songs. You've got the fun songs. You even have a little poetry on here, and we're gonna get to one called Mountain Staircase. Tell us about this is a poem.
Well, poem, yeah, I love to write poetry, and I recite poetry especially in the mountains, and also just like the music, there's traditional Western or cowboy poetry as well as contemporary ones, and this one is one that I wrote and tells an interesting story because the names of places is always intriguing. How did a place get the name it got?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I was hiking with my girlfriend, and we were hiking on the crest, the Pacific Crest Trail, which goes from California, Mexico, all the way to Canada, along the ridge of the Cascade Mountains, the Sierra Nevada, and so on. So we were doing about a five-day hike. So we're up there, and we're coming around a cirque, which is a kind of a rounded area that the snow hadn't completely melted off the trail yet. And
mm-hmm.
I was punching my feet through it, and she was behind me. She lost her footing, and she slid down the glacier.
Oh, wow.
It was one of the scariest things ever, and she just fell right off the lip of the glacier, and I couldn't see her. And I thought, I had no, you know, I mean, I'm like, oh, you know. And she yells up at me, I'm okay. I'm going to make it. I'll meet you at the end. So keep going. So I went all the way around the cirque. She met me at the top. She had to climb down and climb up, but she made it. So we end up that night. We keep going, and we camp for the night, and we have to camp in the ice because it's a lot worse than we thought. And we're at the top of the Devil's Staircase. And she's looking at me, and I'm looking at her, and we're looking down at this big switchback, and we go, wow. Stop here and face this in the morning. You know? And I think the name kind of creeped us out. I think the name creeped us out. I really do.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Years later, I was working in the Sawtooth, and I'm working up way up, and I'm in the camp by myself for days at a time, and there's a place you can go way up a rocky path, and you get to the top of this place where you can see the entire world, and it's called the Angel's Staircase. And it's the same thing. It's a big switchback, and it's super dangerous getting to it. So I'm riding this rocky ledge by myself, you know, and I'm thinking, I'm not even nervous because it's the Angel Staircase. I'll be fine. So that's
it's
what
all
the poem
the
is. Yeah, that's what the poem is. Kind of those concepts. Yeah.
Great story. Great story. Well, let's listen to the poem Mountain Staircase, Lorelei Northcott, and we'll be right back.
We were hiking on the crest, punching post holes through the snow, when my partner lost her footing. She slid down the glacier's flow. Well, we made it out okay, and we hiked another 10. It was at the top of the Devil's Staircase that our day came to its end.
The night was cold and rainy. The wind near picked us off the ground. At dawn we saw the descent, a darkened trail of down. Our eyes adjusted to the dim, we'd heightened senses in our walk. We were wary of this devil's stare, and not inclined to talk. Well, we across the valley is another mountain span, in the sawtooth peaks that rim the big blue Lake Chelan. Coming out of Merchants Basin, riding over Martin Way, there is a rocky path you can get to in a day. It's called the Angel's Staircase, a narrow strip upon the top, with vistas broad and glowing, your heart will nearly stop. You feel as though you've touched the angels. It's a precious fleeting time. No thought to possible disaster. You're just reaching for the climb. Why is one staircase trouble and another a heavenly throne? Staircases go both ways. This is widely known. I wonder if the devil's staircase helps us learn to walk in the dark. Perhaps the angel stair renews internal spark. I do know we must all learn to walk into the somber night, but also pause and bathe in moments of golden light. My friends, fear not the shadows, the dark and scary fate. It's all a bold adventure. Your whole body will participate. So wherever you go in the mountains, remember what I've said. Enjoy the trek you've chosen. And remember, lift your head.
That is a great poem. And I was thinking as I was listening to that, you know, you've got places out there like Devil's Staircase and Angel's Staircase. And back here in Tennessee, we have Bug Tussle, Tennessee, and Defeated Creek. Now, I don't know what those mean. But I'm sure the people that live in those communities know the stories. But
they all have them.
They all have them. Yeah, yeah. I would love to figure out Bug Tussle. I just don't know what that one is. But
a Bug Tussle.
Great CD. Yeah. Maybe you could come up with a story or something. Bug Tussle. I don't know.
Probably.
Gosh, how did you go about selecting the music and the poetry for this CD?
Well, I had some songs in my saddle pockets I've had for years and years. So there were some that had never been recorded, and they were songs that had, you know, changed and morphed and I'd worked on for so long, and I wanted to share those, but they were uniquely personal. So, you know, and then I came up with some new songs because just coming up with, like, Old Shoe is a brand new song I'd just written, and there's some other ones on there. On the Loose and Headed Your Way just makes me laugh, you know. Watch out for that Kenworth. I think he's talking on the phone, you know. I'm one of those people who's really happy at home for 2 weeks, and then I want to go somewhere. I just want to go somewhere. I don't even care where. Just let me go somewhere. And I go somewhere, and I'm just so excited to get home. I just can't wait to get home, you know. I'm one of those people. And so each of the songs on the album has a story, but I wanted to have it be almost like you're getting on a horse and you're going on a trip, because that's what we do in the mountains. So people sign up with an outfitter. I'm part of Washington State Outfitters and Guides Association. So these are outfitters that take people into the wilderness on horseback. And so I work for them. So you come in, and the people come, and you take them in the mountains. And when you go in, you don't know each other, right? You have nothing in common. You don't know each other. By the time you've done an 8-hour ride or whatever the day is, you know, whatever that is, you've already shared a bunch of experiences. Now you're up in the wilderness, and you're way up there. And then you're together for 4 or 5 days, and you're riding ridges, and you're going to lakes, and you're fishing, and you're visiting, and all of this stuff that makes us different all melts away. And the things that make us the same all come out. So you love food, and you sit around, and you talk, and you share stories, and you share adventures, and oh my gosh, I almost fell off, and you know, whatever happens, happens. And you get a certain level of camaraderie that will then be relied on. I have friends that I've had for 35 years. I mean,
wow.
They made friends after 1 week, and we've been friends forever. Because it's just that kind of thing. And so what I'm hoping is that the guest or the person who gets the will go down the trail with me. And so I just want to punch this a little bit. My website is lauraleenorthcott.com. And you can go to my website. It's like spelled L-A-U-R-A, like Laura, Laura Lee Northcott. You can go to my website and you can click on outfitting and look at the pictures from the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can click on, of course, the recording. Yeah, you did. You can click on the
recording,
hear the recording, purchase it, whatever. You can see my baskets, but you can go there, you know, just in a few minutes and see what it is that I'm talking about. And so the album is that. The album is getting on your saddle, going, let's have some adventure, let's do some stuff, let's be together, let's have some fun. And then as we kind of settle down and we end the album, we're leaving and we're going home, and now we're excited to go home.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. Yeah.
I have to say, Laura Lee, that I know our time is running short, but your basket work, pine needle basket work is absolutely phenomenal. Can you just take a moment, because the pictures on the website are also breathtaking. Can you just take a moment and tell us a little bit about this part of your life?
Oh, Bobby, thank you so much for asking. Here's the thing. Here's the thing about me and pine needle baskets. So when I first moved to the Methow Valley, I was out of college. I didn't know anybody. I was lonely. It was scary. It was my first job. I was not very good at it, you know, all that. But I've always been a super outdoor person. So in the summertime, I set up a camp and lived outside. And I did that every summer for a couple, 3 years till I met my husband. And I just love the smell of pine needles. Pine needles, to me, are like walking home. It's like put a big old blanket around me and give me a hot cup of cocoa kind of thing. So when I ran into a friend of mine who was making pine needle baskets, and I saw what she was doing, and she learned it from the natives up in our area. It's called the Colville Indian Reservation. It's 12 Confederated tribes. She lives on the reservation. She was doing it. I learned from her. I said, I'm doing that. And that's all I did. I just picked it up. And I've really never had instruction. I've just taught myself how to do it, watch YouTube. But to me, but to me, the look of needles and the variety of nature and the fiber itself just goes, this is a blanket for you. This is going to go around your shoulders, little friend. And that's what it is for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are multi-talented. Multi-talented lady. And we've got to cut off a little bit early because you've got a show to put on. And
I do. Everybody's sitting around here looking at me at the table, so we'll need to go here pretty quick. Yeah.
Yeah, probably watching their watch too. But
we're fine. But I just want to tell you that my mother is coming to my show today, and I'm performing live, and my cousins are here from out of town. And my mother is 103 years old.
Wow.
Wow.
She is so beautiful and so fun. And this morning we were playing cards, and she took a significant amount of money from me. Just saying.
Oh, gosh. Well, that means you have good genes, and you'll be trucking along for a long time. And I just want to say that we need to get you back sooner than we have this time. So you have an open invitation to come to the show. Really, really have enjoyed you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, you guys are doing a great thing, and I really appreciate it. I guess I'll sign off now and let you finish with the song.
Well, we'll do that, but why don't you give us your website one more time?
LauraLeeNorthcott.com.
All right, LauraLeeNorthcott.com. And are you on CD Baby or any of those normal outlets?
All of that.
Where people pick up your music? Okay.
All of that. I'm on all of that. Yeah. You can. I'm findable. And it's Laura Lee, like Laura and Lee, LauraLee, Northcott, like North, and then Cott. So easy to find. And say howdy. There's email there. It would do me a lot of fun to hear from somebody, people around the country.
All right. Well, I'm sure they're going to want to get the CD. And the CD cover, you're just as cute as a little button. So I did want to put that out there.
So. Bobby, you no wonder you keep him.
Oh gosh! Well, we're going to close out with we'll close out with a title cut from the CD "On the Loose." You want to tell us anything about this before you go?
Just that it's a mountain of fun, and you know, I rode with Horse Crazy for 17 years. We were Group of the Year, played all over the America and Canada, and every time those girls, it was a trio. We had like 8 different people in it over the 17-year run of the band. But to a man, every single person was always there early to leave. We were all excited to go wherever it was we were going. And so that's what the song is. It captures a little bit of that fun.
All right. Well, Laura Lee Northcott, you have been a joy to have on the show. And we invite you back to be with us anytime. Tell us some more stories because we love your stories. But let's take a listen to On the Loose. And we'll be right back with Miss Bobby on the Campfire Cafe. Thanks, Laura Lee.
Bye-bye. Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Loading up, rolling out, it's time to go riding. There's a full day up ahead. That's so exciting. Gassing up and grabbing cough, making tracks from home. I better watch out for that Kenworth. I think he's talking on the phone. Well, I might see wind, I might see snow. A lot can happen in a day. I'm out and about. I'm on the loose and headed your way. I love the feel of going somewhere. That's all I gotta say. I'm out and about. I'm on the loose and headed your way. Road and up a creek, no GPS for miles. I don't know where I am, still I'm all smiles. I don't need no stinking map, as the old cowboys would say. Besides, I got fuel, I got a great big beautiful day. Well, I might see wind, I might see snow. A lot can happen in a day. I'm out and about. I'm on the loose, headed your way. I love the feel of going somewhere. That's all I gotta say. I'm out and about. I'm on the loose and headed your way. No GPS out here. You can just throw away that map. It ain't been right in years. I don't need no stinking map, as the old cowboys would say. Besides, I got lunch, I got a great big beautiful day. Well, I might see wind, I might see snow. A lot can happen in a day. I'm out and about. I'm on the loose and headed your way. I love the feel of going somewhere. That's all I gotta say. I'm out and about. I'm on the loose and headed your way. I'm out. I'm about. I'm on the loose and headed your way.
On the Loose, Laura Lee Northcott. That's a fun song. That is a fun song. You know, Bobby, you were... you were talking about her weaving, the baskets and her basket making. Of course, people want to check out her website, LoraleeNorthcott.com, and they can see all kinds of pictures on there. But I thought we might play real quickly because we have some time. Let's play the song "The Weaver." This song was written by Richard Aloyan and is performed by Loralee Northcutt. Let's take a listen to that and come back and finish chatting things up with Bobby Jean Bell.
I dreamed last night of a muddy river bound by sage and cottonwood tree, and along the banks, neath the rushes and the willows, a tender hand cuts a slender reed. An old washerwoman named Otsolali traps spirits in the baskets that she weaves, though often scorned and uneducated. In her gentle hand she holds a masterpiece, and her baskets tell the story of a people and a way of life long since passed away. And the legends handed down from her ancestors are preserved in every basket that she makes. Just a piece of glass and a year of labor are the only tools that Dot Solali needs to strip the bark from the firs and the cedars and the roots that put the color in the weed. From dawn till dusk at the cabin door, Dot Solali sits amidst her baskets spread out on the floor. No two alike, and each a different name. Like many chiefs in council and a hunt for game. And her baskets tell the story of a people and a way of life long since passed away. Though time may forget their names and faces, they are voices that can still be heard today. I dreamed last night of a muddy river bound by sage and cottonwood tree, and along the neath the rushes and the willows, a tender hand cuts a slender reed.
That's "The Weaver." It is from the CD "On the Loose" and "Headed Your Way" by Loralee Northcutt. And Northcott, and she's just a lot of fun to talk with. Just a lot of fun to talk with.
Yeah, this is really a fun thing. You know, prep for the show, I heard that you could also put on the playlist the song track number 12, which is called "Well Girl Way." And so, you know, you always ask me if I have a thought for today. So I thought, you know what, let's just go look at some great things about cowgirls. And I found this by Dale Evans. And the song "Cowgirl Way" really sums up as well. But here's what Dale Evans has to say. "Cowgirl is a spirit, a special kind of courage, The cowgirl life on lives by light and makes no excuses. Cowgirls stands. They speak up. They defend the things they hold dear. Cowgirl might be rancher, racer, or bull rider, or actress. She's just as likely to be a checker at the local Winn-Dixie, full-time mother, a banker, an attorney, or an astronaut. And another quote of hers is, it's the way you ride the train counts.
All right. So anyway, next week we have joining us a little cowgirl jazz. That's going to be a little bit different for us. Lele Robert will be joining us on the show. And Lele's a lot of fun. Yeah, she is a lot of fun. And then on Saddle Up America, Mustang Maddie will be joining us. And this young lady just does absolutely amazing things with her Mustangs. I don't know if you've seen any of her posts on Facebook or anywhere else, but she just is absolutely amazing. So we're looking forward to Lele Robert next week, and then Mustang Maddie on Saddle Up America. And our friend Robert Eversole is in Florida doing clinics and seminars. And so he contacted me about a half an hour before the show. And since he's from Washington and he's doing a clinic in Florida, he just totally got his time screwed up. And so we will not be having Robert on Saddle Up America this month, but he'll be back with us again in the following month. And so, Robert, get your time zone straightened out. But we're sorry about that. We've got some great music coming up. The rest of the month, we have Alan Kirkham, Alan and Jill Kirkham, that will be with us. And then Mary Kay has now put away her second Wrangler Award. And such a talented singer and songwriter. And so Mary Kay will be joining us for the Campfire Cafe on the 29th, Lele Robert the 15th, and Alan and Jill Kirkham on the 22nd. And it just keeps getting better and better and better. So be sure and tune in on Thursdays at noon Central Time for the Campfire Cafe. You can go back and listen to the archive podcast, and you can find those on Apple Podcast as well as at our website. And Bobby, I believe they've got them on your website, don't they?
Oh, yes. I have all the podcast links. Yes, absolutely. Just go to Out West MKDG, and then on the toolbar, look for Events Entertainment, little drop menus, and up Campfire Cafe, and you'll see them all there.
All right, so you can go visit Out West and find the Campfire Cafe programs. You can find all of the shows on equestrianlegacy.net. We've got over 500 shows now that you can go back and listen to, so be sure and go back and do that. And I guess we're kind of finished for the day, a little bit early.
We are.
We are a little bit early. So.
Yeah.
So we want to invite everybody to be back with us again next week for Lele Robert and for Mustang Maddie. It all begins at noon on equestrianlegacy.net. And we remind you, as always, if you climb in the saddle, get ready for the ride on Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world, streaming live, online, and on demand at equestrianlegacy.net. And we're going to close the show out today with some folks that have just put out a great, great CD, and that's Gene and Gary Prescott. We'll close this one today with one called I Once Rode with the Best. We want to thank you for listening and be back with us again next week, beginning at noon for the Campfire Cafe.
Cowboys back in the days of my youth. Stop horses, tough cowboys, were all that I knew then. Each one was tested and true. Chasing wild cattle through mesquite and thick choya, thorn dripping right through our hides. Brush popping cowboys, we hit that brush running and trust to our ponies and ride. Wild Texas cowboys riding for our brand, back in the days of my youth. Riding, whooping, roping, we drug them from the brush. Yeah, I once rode with the best. Long days in the saddle in that South Texas heat, our skin burned deep by the sun. On horses hot and lathered, punching holes through the brush, spurring to our cowdogs on the run. We roped them where we found them, tied off hard and fast, flip the rope, trip them to the ground. A tough cow horse to hold them, we'd bail from the saddle to wraps, and a hooey tied them down. Wild Texas cowboys riding for our brand, back in the days of my youth. Riding, whooping, roping, we drug them from the brush. Yeah, I once rode with the bell. Other day, top horses, tough cowboys, were all that I knew back in the days of my youth. Just wild Texas cowboys riding for our brand, back in the days of my youth. Riding, whooping, roping, we drug them from the brush. Yeah, I once rode with the bell. With the bed.